The World Meteorological Organization says Somalia, Kenya, Ethiopia, southern Sudan, northern Uganda, and northeast Tanzania are likely to experience below normal rainfall, while the northern parts of the region are likely to remain very dry. It says several of the worst affected areas in the Greater Horn of Africa have recorded their driest months since 1961. WMO spokesman Mark Oliver says the ongoing drought will continue to impact the lives and economies of these countries.
These impacts include loss of life, livestock, livelihoods, property, dwindling supplies of pasture, water and food, and a heavy dependence on aid relief. There are some areas, that's mainly eastern and southeastern Kenya, they didn't benefit from last year's March-May seasonal rainfall, which is of course coming up again this year, and they may suffer such impacts for most of this year.
The United Nations warns the Horn of Africa is facing a humanitarian crisis. It notes 11 million people in Kenya, Somalia, Sudan, Ethiopia, and Djibouti are in urgent need of assistance. UN humanitarian spokeswoman Elizabeth Beers tells VOA the drought has killed dozens of people, hundreds of head of livestock, and has raised fears of an outbreak of disease. She says aid workers are having particular difficulty in assisting people in Somalia because fighting continues and the country does not have a central government.
For instance, we are facing logistical constraints and also access problem. That's why we appealed today, we urge the local communities, the political community, regional and local leaders for a general mobilization to fight this unprecedented humanitarian crisis, which has been aggravated by the worst drought in a decade in Somalia.
Beer says the most urgent needs are for food, water, and sanitation, and medical care. She says malnutrition rates in the area are rising. She says there is increasing concern that many people who are weak from hunger may not be able to fight off disease. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.